T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Been a big week in engagements, both new ones and ones getting broken off.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande, that's been a soap opera we've been following for some time.
Yep.
Lady Gaga got engaged over the weekend. And when there's an engagement ring. And
yes.
We thought we would go to the source to ask about engagement rings, whether they get to be held onto and retained or whether you got to give them back. Donna DePrisco, her family runs a DePrisco Jewelers. They're in the Jewelers building on Washington Street. They got a location in Osterville. Donna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm well. I should add, just personal disclosure here, it's been some time, but Donna helped me pick out the engagement ring for my wife so many years ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
At the store in the jewelers building. So they do great work. So we got a little bit of history now.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And thanks for that picture of your family. I cannot believe how much time's gone by.
Yeah, time flies, doesn't it? So you've seen them come and go in terms of engagement rings. I bet you've got some stories of people who come in and, like me, had no idea what they were doing when they're picking out an engagement ring.
To watch these young men. Actually, I started out in the same age group. So I was like almost like a sister. Then I became older, became like aunt, and now I'm as old as most of their mothers. So it's a journey, and I love guiding them in their choices. And what the earmark is of these millennials is they put so much effort into the engagement ring and everything surrounding it.
Which, Donna, is great because it's supposed to be, I mean, it's something you wear forever. Is there a specific, like they used to say a guy should spend 2 months of his salary on an engagement ring. Is that still a thing?
Or you just know something? That is so bogus. See, this is a symbol. One time a young man came in, and I said to him, he was very, very sweet and almost nerdy, but, you know, one of those brilliant nerd types. And I said to him, what would you like to spend? And he said,
$14,387.27. What?
How the hell did you get that number?
Oh, poor guy.
2 months of my salary.
Oh, he had it all figured out.
Some brainchild. I said, it's ridiculous. This is the symbol. It doesn't matter if you spend $1,000 or $20,000. You spend what you want. It's a symbol.
When we look at Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande, who were engaged, it was on again, it was off again. I think I read that they're not engaged anymore, but
no.
She's going to try to keep the ring. So what happens when it goes wrong?
Okay, so here's the rule. If a gentleman gives his intended the engagement ring, whether it's a diamond or a sapphire, it doesn't matter, on her birthday or Christmas, it is her property. But if he gives it to her on any other day, it is his property. And if something goes wrong, it's a betrothal of marriage and engagement was broken, he gets the diamond or whatever back.
So there's a contract. There's an actual binding sort of contract.
Yes, there's a contract. There's a statute in the law about it.
Which means Ariana Grande should be giving back her $100,000 engagement ring.
J-Lo, years ago, I don't know if, well, you, the audience, your listening audience, might remember this, had a ring from Ben Affleck when they were making that movie that bombed.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
$500,000, and he got it from Harry Winston, and she gave it back to him, and Harry Winston gave him almost the full credit.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I wouldn't want to keep an engagement ring if my engagement's broken. Like, what are you
memories.
Gonna,
yeah.
Right. What are you going to do? It's like you said, it's a symbol, and it was a symbol of your love, and then if that's over, I don't know.
Right.
I don't want it.
Once we get a look at what Lady Gaga's ring looks like, people are going to come in and say, give me something just like this. And do
no,
it for,
they won't.
No, they won't.
It's a pink diamond, which, of course, is enormously expensive.
Yeah.
Plus, it's surrounded by all these little diamonds, at least in the Boston area, where people are somewhat conservative.
We love checking in with you about all things diamond. Donna DePrisco from DePrisco Jewelers in the Jewelry Building and down on the Cape, too. Great to chat with you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very, very much, David. Good luck to you and everyone.
Yep.
Thanks, Donna.
She's the best.
I love her.
Yeah,
she tells it like it is.
Yeah.
She's funny.
I had no idea there was an actual contract. Like, it's written
right.
in the statute somewhere
yeah.
in the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Yeah. And I guess we won't be getting any pink diamonds anytime soon.
Don't hold your breath for that.
That's not happening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.